Unto the faithful, Monaya. The Muni followers of the Vedanta.
The Muni followers of the Vedanta.
Alpavashini. One who does not speak more than required.
One who does not speak more than required.
Translation. Although they were impartial by nature, those followers of the Vedanta blessed me with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports, even though I was a boy. In addition, I was not naughty, and I did not speak more than required. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, all the Vedas are searching after me. Lord Sri Chaitanya says that in the Vedas, the subject matters are only three, namely, to establish the relation of living entities with the personality of Godhead, perform the relative duties in devotional service, and thus achieve the ultimate goal, back to Godhead. As such, Vedanta Vadis, or followers of the Vedanta, indicate the pure devotees of the personality of Godhead. Such Vedanta Vadis, or the Bhakti Vedantas, are impartial in distributing the transcendental knowledge of devotional service. To them, no one is enemy or friend. No one is educated or uneducated. No one is especially favorable, and no one is unfavorable. The Bhaktivedantas see that the people in general are wasting time in false, sensuous things. Their business is to get the ignorant mass of people to re-establish the lost relationship with the personality of Godhead. By such endeavor, even the most forgotten soul is roused up to the sense of spiritual life, and thus, being initiated by the Bhaktivedantas, the people in general gradually progress on the path of transcendental realization. So, the Vedanta Vadis initiated the boy even before he became self-controlled and was detached from childish sporting, etc. But, before the initiation, he, the boy, became more and more advanced in discipline, which is very essential for one who wishes to make progress in the line. In the system of Vanashandharma, which is the beginning of actual human life, small boys after 5 years of age are sent to become brahmachari at the guru's ashram, where these things are systematically taught to boys, be they king's sons or sons of ordinary citizens. The training was compulsory, not only to create good citizens of the state, but also to prepare each boy's future life for spiritual realization. The irresponsible life of sense enjoyment was unknown to the children of the followers of the Vanashram system. The boy was even injected with spiritual acumen before being placed by the father in the womb of the mother. Both the father and the mother were responsible for the boy's success in being liberated from the material bondage. That is the process of successful family planning. It is to get children for complete perfection. Shishi Radha Radha Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sri Giri Govardhan Ki. Without being self-controlled, without being disciplined, and without being fully obedient, no one can become successful in following the instructions of the spiritual master, and without doing so, no one is able to go back to Godhead. Te maya pe takila chakalera ke, dante de decree that it came to me. Chakruzbina miyadya bituya darshana, shushrushabane munayoka vashani. Although they were impartial by nature, those followers of the Vedanta blessed me with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports, even though I was a boy. In addition, I was not naughty, and I did not speak more than required. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutadeva Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Timani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauranani Prachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is continuing Narayana's description of his own progress and development in spiritual life, as we described yesterday. He was just a small boy, 5 years old, and some great saintly devotees, came to his mother's house and stayed there during the rainy season for 4 months, rainy season means 4 months. And his mother looked after them, cooked and things like that. And Narada, even though just a five-year-old child, he assisted. He served them prasad and did various other things. And when he wasn't busy, he would sit and listen to their discussions. Because they, just for 4 months, they had nothing, you could say, nothing to do. They were just there. So they would study Shastra, they would discuss, they would chant, like this. Just fully engaged in Krishna conscious activity all day. And Narada, even though just a little child, he would sit there and just listen. So they appreciated that so much. They appreciated that and the fact that he served them and helped them in different ways. And these other qualities that he mentions here, he's a five-year-old child, but he was self-controlled. For five-year-old children, that's not really common. He had no attachment for sports. Also for five-year-old children, and even for certain people, they're very attached to sports of one sort or another, if not taking part directly, at least watching it on television. So these are disqualifications for Krishna consciousness, to not be self-controlled, to be attached to frivolous activity, useless activity, like Prabhupada was talking about golf, and he said, it is the king of frivolous sports. And he said, what do? They hit the ball around until it goes in the hole, and when it goes in the hole, they take it out. So it's just, what is it? Anyway, of course, one needs some exercise, that's a point, but to just get into sporting and all these things, it's a waste of time. And plus, he was not naughty, which also for five-year-old children is quite unusual. And he didn't speak more than required, which also for five-year-old children and almost to anyone, unless they're very sort of inner people, is also very unusual. So Prabhupada's elaborating on his points in the third board, describing them as being qualifications for spiritual life and qualifications for being a disciple, is describing, Sri Prabhupada describes in the third word, that those, the Dantavadis or Bhakti Vedantas, initiated Naraguni, even though he's just a small boy. Of course, we see in our Parampara, like in Bhagavad Gita at the end of the introduction, in those earlier pages there, our whole disciplic succession up to Srila Prabhupada is all listed out from Krishna. And it goes from Krishna to Brahma, and then from Brahma to Narada. So anyway, one way or another, he became very strongly connected with them in Krishna consciousness, and he was like a disciple with them. The relationship was not casual at all, but he really accepted them in a very specific and focused way as his gurus, his teachers, his masters, and he was really surrendered to them. So they recognizing these qualities in him, they initiated him, and they, well, in the verse it actually says that they blessed him with their causeless mercy. In different ways they bless him with their causeless mercy, and in the next verse it explains that one part of that mercy was they let him take their prasada remnants. So they did that, even though he was just a little child, but they could see he actually had the qualifications. It's not just some, you know, like with children, sometimes we give them Krishna conscious names. Some, you know, the family becomes devotees, and then the parents want the children to have Krishna conscious names. So we give them Krishna conscious names often, which is nice. But it's not the same as what was happening here. Those great devotees, they could see that actually Naraguni was extremely qualified. He was not just some nice little boy whose parents are devotees, but otherwise he's basically just a typical little boy who is not self-controlled, and he does have attention for sports, and it is naughty, and it does speak more than required. So Srila Prabhupada makes the point in the first part of the purport that great devotees like these Bhakti Vedantas, Vedantavadis, they're very impartial by nature. Tulya Darshana. Tulya Darshana. They're impartial by nature, and Shushrushama name. They're very merciful to the faithful. So it's one of the great symptoms of very, very advanced devotees, that type of broad-mindedness, even-mindedness, and not on the material level, not having favorites, and not having biases and prejudices and like that, but just Pandita Samadarshana, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vidyadaya Sampane Brahmane Kavihasne Shuni Chaiva Swapahakecha Pandita Samadarshana, that the learned sage sees with equal vision a cow, an elephant, a learned and gentle Brahman, a dog, and a dog eater. Because of the spiritual advancement, appreciating them from the spiritual perspective, he sees them for what they really are, which is equal as spiritual entities. They're equal. So this is one of the great characteristics of the advanced devotees, that they really see in that way. And therefore, they're very kindly disposed in Krishna consciousness to all the entities. And Prabhupada, for example, he did not appreciate if people cut down trees, even when the devotees were building our temple in Bombay in June, and they were right just in the planning stages. So they showed Prabhupada like the site plan for the whole project, where all the buildings were going to be and all that. And Prabhupada saw there was big driveway, like a two-lane driveway, like a regular road. And Prabhupada asked the architect devotee that, you know, what is this? There's a tree there. And the architect said, well, you know, city authorities say there's a big building, many cars will be there, and we need a two-lane driveway, and the tree's in the way, so goodbye tree. We'll just have to cut it down. And Prabhupada, you know, he really didn't appreciate that at all. And he insisted that the devotee go back to the city authorities and tell them, look, you know, we have to redesign the driveway or somehow do something like that so we don't have to cut down the tree. And he came back and told Prabhupada, the city authorities do not agree. They say we have to cut down the tree. And Prabhupada told him, go back and tell them, it is against our religion to cut down trees. So the devotee did that, and they redesigned things somehow, and the tree is still there. You can go there and see the tree in the middle of the driveway. And know that Srila Prabhupada saved the life of that tree. Really, actually. Because the great devotees, they see like that and they feel like that. You know the story of Mahārāja the Hunter, a very well-known story. He was just the most vicious and callous person, just terrible. And particularly towards animals. But Narada Muni, with his transcendental potency, convinced him not to, and convinced him, you're going to get karma for killing, or he would actually half kill animals and just sit there as a sort of recreational activity. He would sit there and watch them die. It's really just quite shocking. But Narada Muni convinced him, you're going to get bad karma, and he really convinced him. So that Narada Muni gave up being a hunter and became a devotee, and sometime later, maybe a year or so later, Narayana came back to visit him, and along with Narayana came Parashara Muni, also very, very great saint. And they were approaching, there's some distance away, but moving towards the hut of Rudraya, who's now just a staunch devotee. And Rudraya saw them and came running out to greet them. But then, when he was about halfway down the path, he started sort of hopping and jumping and in a very awkward way. And they couldn't understand what happened. So they asked him, "What? Now you're running out to meet us, very nice. Then suddenly you stopped and you're jumping and skipping in strange ways. What happened?" And the guy said, "Yes, there was a stream of ants across the path, and I didn't want to step on any of them. So I was carefully coming through as quickly as I could, but making sure I didn't step on any of the ants." And Parashara congratulated Narada Muni that, just see your disciple previously, he was the most disgusting and it's practically unmentionable type of person. But now you've turned him into such a kind-hearted and spiritually minded devotee, you won't even hurt an ant. So this is the effect. On one hand, this is the effect of Krishna consciousness. It really changes people at heart, transforms people from whatever they were, some sort of very mixed up and materialist with generally plenty of bad habits, into a very pure-hearted, saintly devotee who is merciful to all living entities, and ultimately spiritually merciful to all living entities. Prabhupada once, actually, when he was at Bhaktivedanta Nana one time in England, a devotee asked him that, you know, it's simple activity if we don't offer food, like if we pick an apple or something from a tree and eat it but don't offer it. Simple activity. And the devotee said, "But what about walking on grass? Doesn't it hurt the grass? We're stepping on the heads of the pieces of grass." And Prabhupada said, "Yes, you should not even walk on grass unless you're walking for Krishna. Because if you're doing genuine devotional service, Krishna will take the reactions." So these things happen to people. And even very violent and very degraded people change drastically and fairly quickly when they become devotees. So that is the potency of devotional service. And the great devotees, when they see that someone is changing, then it doesn't matter who the person is. If they're old or young, like Narayana was 5 years old, and they could see actually he has these spiritual qualities. So it doesn't matter old, young, male, female, whatever sort of race or even species, they overlook these things. Yeah. Like Jagannath Das Babaji, some of them once gave him 200 rupees, and this is now, you know, well over 100 years ago. 120, 30 years ago, something like that. And in those days, 200 rupees was really a lot of money. And he decided to do prasadam distribution. So he got a whole lot of Red Schooler's names. Really a lot. And told the devotees, yeah, because he was incapacitated, he couldn't move around. But he told all the devotees, distribute these, give them to the dogs. Whatever you do, don't give them to any humans. Because, you know, in that context, so many of the humans in the Navadvipa area are degraded. Even though they're born in a sacred place, but they become attached to sinful activity, like almost universally they eat meat. And things like that, eat fish at least, and things like that. Whereas the dogs, they just, you know, what you see is what you get. They're just kind of honest in their way. So he said, give them to the dogs and not to the rascal humans. So, very advanced devotee there can recognize spiritual advancement, and even to whatever degree there may be spiritual advancement in anyone, and will then relate with them accordingly. And it really just doesn't matter. Even someone that's 5 years old, like Narada Muni and generally 5-year-old children, are just not to be taken very seriously. I mean, intellectually or in terms of their capabilities and personal development. But they saw that he really is. He's got these wonderful qualities. And so they gave their mercy to him. And he progressed further, as we mentioned yesterday. So, then Prabhupada goes on to make the point that Prabhupada talks about the Varnashram system, that previously parents, husband and wife, they would have children, but they would have children in such a way with like Garuda and Sanskar, particular real spiritual program at the time of conception for actually giving birth to a child who will really have some spiritual qualification in different ways. And not just that, but in different ways they would prepare themselves first and foremost by just being very serious devotees and maintaining all the principles. And as a result, good children would come, and, you know, when the children are nice by nature, then it makes being a parent a lot easier. Many of you are not parents, so, you know, I don't know how much you've observed parents and children, but in many cases it's not easy. It's a challenge. And some children are a bit wild. I mean, some children are nice, of course, but some children are difficult. So, through maintaining the actual Varnashram system and the different processes involved, the parents would be guaranteed to have very nice children. Like, very nice. Extremely nice, saintly children. Just wonderful children who would then be trained in wonderful ways. Not just dumped in some government school. You know, and sure, good luck. But trained in the gurukul of an advanced devotee, spiritual master, And in that way, they would become wonderful animals. And in that way, you'd have a wonderful society. The whole society is very peaceful, very happy. Crime becomes practically unknown, like this. And because everyone has been trained like that and all the processes are there, basically everyone is prepared to go back to Godhead at the end of this life. So obviously it's extremely different from society today, which is truly in just a terrible mess. So, yes, the part of the mission of the Krishna Consciousness Movement is to try to establish standards like this, principles like this, so that actually all of human society can change. This is not just a religious place for people who want to come and pray on Sundays or something along those lines. But it's actually a place for establishing the foundation for successful human society. And that is what Prabhupada wanted, to actually change the world. Not just have a small group of nice people, very cooperative and very involved, but to actually change the world through Krishna consciousness by introducing the culture into people's lives in very practical ways on all levels. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Yes. Sutra. Well, he became the son of a Sutra. It's described in, I think, the 8th canto. Still a prayer. He was a demigod, Sina. And he would sing songs about demigod worship. And he was invited to a big program for glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he went off to the side with some people, and he was singing songs glorifying the demigods. And some of the devotees came and saw what he was doing, and they cursed him to become the son of the Sutra. But also to get some mercy so he could be corrected. Because they felt they couldn't correct him. Srila Prabhupada ki. Amen.